This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
It was really quick thinking.
It's called revenge.
It's called revenge porn.
Brought to you by Kat and Nat on Fridays. Thank you for joining us.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy.
So it is Friday. It is your relationship advice and everything you could ever want to know from your two best friends. You can ask any question you ever wanted, always on Instagram, about what we can answer for you. And actually, I do know that I have one saved from last time, which I just loved because you guys had a lot of questions for us. And
someone goes to me, you guys should do one of your Friday podcasts on particular fetishes. I'm like, well, we have. But yeah, there's a ton of fetishes out there. And I think that just in case you want to share one with us, everything is anonymous. I think it broadens people's horizons. Uh-huh. And it also like breaks down some shame and guilt for other people listening that you're normal, you know?
So I have a question for you. Mm-mm. Is there anyone mm-hmm. that you mm-hmm. have relationship envy about?
Ooh.
Like, are you like I would love a relationship like theirs.
Okay. I'm going to preface this by saying that I'm very aware that things are not always what they seem. And I think about this. We've been talking about this one person recently. Do you want someone in my real life that I know or someone online?
I don't think it matters. I think you can do either. I think
because we've been talking about that one person.
I think you can say her name.
Perfect.
I think you can say her name.
Landon.
Living with Landon.
Living with Landon. Everything just seems like really great, but I have to remind myself that everybody has their own reality. So, and this is what you have to do whenever you're looking at social media or you're looking at anybody's relationships, is that there's always nothing is ever exactly what it seems.
Nope.
And even if it's something else, it doesn't mean it's bad, but no one's going to share their everything with you unless they're your cat to your gnat or your gnat to your cat.
Right.
So there's always more going on because when you think about a relationship.
But is there any, okay, I guess that's
is there anyone who's just like simple friends?
Do you think there's just people who are like, excuse me, when you do this, we
like
can't
the
be
couple
friends.
We met yesterday. I actually believe that they're best friends with each other. We only met a woman, but she has a husband. I'm not going to say it out loud.
Okay, Natalie, this is a massive problem. I cannot. Hold on. Oh, okay.
I think they're actually best friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's fine.
Like best friends and lovers.
Yes.
And like love to love and like have sex and like they're like perfect.
Yeah. I mean, also life is long. So if that one person is so much to you, that doesn't mean like things might change, you know? So there's always that.
Okay.
So I would say I don't know if I particularly have
like relationship goals. You know, like I do right now. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I think their life looks so fun. Now, listen, they're brand new. They are like.
I know. I actually have relationship goals of me in my first year with my husband, you know?
I know. I just see them and I'm like, because everyone is going buck wild for their relationship because of how open he is about his admiration. I think it's a younger generation thing. And I think it was so cool to be like, put women down while you were having a relate. Like it was like, she wants me. She's hitting me up. I'm going to get my side piece. And I feel like he's so mature at 35 years old. And that's what they're not used to, mm-hmm. not realizing he's a man. Mm-hmm. She is like amazing. She makes me a better person. Like he's not afraid to big her up and be like, like he's fine in his masculinity by being in love with a woman. And a lot of men put women down because they couldn't imagine being head over heels in love with a woman and declaring it. But he's so masculine that you can't call him something that I think they're afraid of.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be hard for me to have relationship goals with someone who didn't have children and hadn't been married a certain amount of time. So if I'm going to look to that, it's got to be someone who's more like, has their situation more like mine. And I can be honest, most of the people that I know that I'm thinking of that I know personally and their relationship, I'm like, I don't know anyone personally that I'm like, wow, I want to be just like that.
Okay. So you have no relationship goals? None.
They're probably things that I would make up for me and Mark, but not that I see in other people because I just can't imagine that their situation would ever be exactly like mine.
Right.
Thank you. And then, you know, sometimes you think everything is just going so well and then you find out that like, it's not what it seems. So I feel like my experienced mind is too, cynical to believe that it is anything is perfect. But I don't mean cynical. I don't know if that
word is right.
Yeah, because I don't mean in a negative way. I mean realistic is the word I think I mean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I respect that. Mm-hmm. I take that. Mm-hmm. I do see that woman online, Landon, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I feel like they definitely, I don't know what the secret sauce is, and I don't think it's love. I really don't mm-hmm. believe. I don't think that, you know.
I totally know what you mean. It's not like they love each other more than we love our husbands.
No. I think there's just something about their personalities that works so well, and probably, you know, money isn't an issue. Like, there's just like they're.
And I think the expectations each are meeting each other's expectations. I
mean, and she loves her role as mm-hmm. a woman and as not as a woman, as someone who loves to stay home.
Yes. So she, when she went into it, that was an expectation, and she has stayed living up to that. And then he has stayed what his role is right. for. So it's like they fit into. A way that they can almost like, it's almost like if they had a report card,
okay,
it would make sense. Like it could actually be evaluated.
Yep.
Whereas we always say with us is that we're so all over the place all the time with what the expectations are on this day to that day to that day, that it would be hard for anyone to really feel just completely comfortable because it changes all the time.
And I feel like those people are so organized, right? Like they wake up mm-hmm. and they already know what they're making for breakfast the night mm-hmm. before. And then they have all of the, this is what I imagine, okay, with people who like, are adults and have maybe I'm just, I don't know who these people are.
They don't have rotten vegetables in my brain. In the fridge.
No, and mm-mm. breakfast is just, this is what we're doing. And then they're going to go and do this. They have a definite plan and it's so predictable and reasonable. And then they're going to redecorate something and then go here. And then their vacations are planned for the whole year. Like it's not a surprise of,
Sounds a lot like my mom's life. I was thinking one tiny example is, you know, when you open up your pantry, and you have like a bag of penne, and it's sort of spilt over, and you see the spilt over penne in the cupboard, but you don't go and clean it when you see it. Those people, they're like, oh, there's a few noodles loose. Here, let me take that out and then rebag the pasta because that's just messy.
You're right. We would leave that penne
all over the cupboard for 2 weeks.
You just blew my mind.
Forever.
You just blew my mind.
You know what I mean?
We are the penne people.
But that's a problem. There's penne on the thing. So clean it and repackage the pasta. Why wouldn't you do that?
Because I'm on TikTok.
Right.
I'm watching my phone.
But their brains are like, I can fix that. And that will take me 2 seconds.
Can you imagine we didn't have social media or like at homework? What? Is that why they had cocktail hour?
Right. And they home cooked their meals. We would have a lot more time if we weren't
working
or I guess driving kids everywhere. Like, I don't know.
What would life look like?
I think we'd be a lot more organized. I think we might pick up the penne.
Really? You think social media is our penne problem?
I think so, yes. Well, also in work, because it's our work. So
what would life be like? What would you talk, what would your husband can't go, you'd watch a show.
We'd get into like a TV.
And you'd watch a show.
Mm-hmm. Organize things. Look at a calendar and plan ahead.
Like when you were younger and you think of your parents, what did they do when you got home? I can know in my head what mine did.
Well, she surely wasn't sitting. She did a lot of laundry and I think she cooked dinner.
Did they have their own dinner after you guys had dinner? And did they sit down and like have dinner together?
Well, it was just my mom, so no.
When you were younger. Can you remember?
I don't think he was home for dinner.
Ever.
Maybe on the weekend. The weekend we sat down and had dinner, but not during the week.
I remember my dad and my stepmom would have dinner and like a glass of wine together.
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of adults used to do that.
And like to talk.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What were you doing while they were doing that?
Probably my room on the phone.
That's kind of cute.
And then I think on the weekends, they'd like read the paper on them. Like, I feel like there was reading the paper.
Yeah.
And I remember Sunday, you could not do things. Like, Sunday was just kind of like a chill day.
Oh.
Like, there wasn't activities.
Mm-mm.
Maybe we skied a bit, but like, and then it was a family dinner every Sunday night.
Was the dinner that they ate the same dinner that you ate?
I don't remember. Yeah. I'm sure not.
No, probably not.
Nope. And so I'm like, what do adults do now? Because I feel like a lot of people can go into their own worlds and not have the conversations with their spouses.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's so much to be distracted by. And our worlds are different. So I don't.
A lot of grownups, I think, used to have dinner after their kids and
talk,
you know,
about world events.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe back in the day, she used to say, honey, what happened at work today?
and making him a martini. I don't
and
know.
Maybe she.
He does not want to hear about her housework. That's for sure. Or the kids.
Okay. Oh, he didn't. Because we're going way back now.
Oh, we're going way
back when she's like in a dress. She's fancy. And, he's in a smoking.
And she wears an apron to cook.
Smoking coat.
And when he walks in the door, she hands him his martini.
Did we take a break? I don't even know where we are right now.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
But you know why she hands him a martini? Because she just wants to get him a little drunk so he can fall asleep because she's not excited.
That's so far back.
I know. Sorry, I was imagining the show that I used to watch. She really wants to kill him. She wants to murder him for sure.
If you are don't have social media, you don't have work because your husband can't work from home, doesn't have a computer, doesn't have a phone, you can't work from home. They walk in the door.
What, do they play games or something?
I don't know.
I think people read books. Some people read books.
Together?
No.
You sit and read books by the fire? It's crazy, eh?
I don't know. Crazy. And also, because we don't have a lot of time. What about people who don't have kids in extracurriculars all night long?
I think they get high.
You know what? Everyone gets high these days. You know, even the ones you think don't do anything, and they're like, well, I mean, I don't really drink much, but I for me, it's gummies. Like, it's just such a casual conversation.
I wonder where you get those drugs. Remember I said...
At the end of the street.
So the other day I said I was in the car and I was... I just feel like the pace has been fast, okay? The pace has been fast for me. I don't know why, but feels like my pace is fast. I'm sure it's because my brain... Sometimes it slows down. Sometimes it gets fast. I don't know what's going on right now. I'm in a fast pace right now. Even though I bake every night, must be the cathartic for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the car and I'm about to walk into a hockey rink. And I've come to realize...
It's cold in there.
I don't really love a hockey rink. Mm. I don't love the feelings. I don't love
it's not
like
clean.
I don't like. I don't like the culture of. I don't love it. I don't love the feeling. Okay. I don't love how I feel when I go. I'm not like I love it here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have happy places.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me.
Mm.
And I thought there is no point in our lives as women as moms that you can pause. There's no pause. And I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Some men go to work and pause, and it's one track. But I don't know many women who have one track. And I feel like we have so many tracks and loops of people in our brain. Like it's like a loop. Loop one, loop two, loop three, loop four. And I'm like, even when I sleep, it's looping. I'm like, where can I go? What can I do?
To shut it off. Well, they say it's the gummies.
So I said drugs, but then I'm like, I don't really know if
there's no hangover.
Then I have
from
to
them.
Think about drugs. And I'm like, do I have room to think about drugs? And what if they go wrong? And when am I doing them? Because everyone goes to bed at 10 o'clock when I'm going to pop a drug.
I think that some people take them before bed instead of other things. But we've been saying that we need tries for a long time. And when we had that woman on about the shroom thing,
I don't know.
I got it. No, I'm going to get that because I'm going to do it for us and I'm going to let us all know.
I mean, you still think. She says you think clearer.
Ooh, I'm like,
we're on Vyvanse. What more clear can you get? We're already on drugs.
I know.
So I'm like.
She says it could replace coffee. I love the feeling of coffee.
So it makes us hyper. So we're just giggling all day long?
Literally. That's why we need to
try it.
Then
she said you can't drive.
Well, she said it's not legal to drive. But I think she does drive.
Well, we can soon drive whatever the fuck we want. Maybe we'll get a driver.
That'd be cute.
You know, I've been thinking lately. I'm like, what can I do to turn that bad boy off? Don't know. And not that it's terrible.
Mm-mm.
It's just I thought I don't have the option right now. And I thought, you know, I don't think I want to get into drugs. Like, I'm not sure that's where I want to go. Like,
we're the only ones.
I don't think it'll be my fix.
I think
I'll be thinking about that I'm on drugs too much.
Oh my gosh,
when I'm on the drugs, I'm like, I'm on drugs. I'm on drugs.
Yes.
I'm on drugs. Even if they're like legal drugs, I'm on drugs. I'm on drugs.
And then you always are like, the only thing I'm thinking about is if I do the drugs and it doesn't go perfectly, then how do I get away from it? So that, because I got to carry on with my day and my life.
And you know, I'd go to pick up the kids and be like, I'm on drugs. And then I'd go to hockey and I'd tell the moms, I'm on drugs. I'd probably not be able to keep it a secret.
They'd all be like, so am I.
Yeah, but I'm on drugs. And they're like, so many. No.
Can you tell?
But yeah, do you see my eyes? I'm on drugs.
Drugs. Are my pupils big?
See, I can't keep things in, I've come to realize. Mm. And I don't like to keep, and there's no, if there's a secret, it's coming out.
Yeah.
If there's something someone shouldn't know, I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
In negotiations and shit, I'm just like, I don't.
I know.
I'm not going to not say, you know, this whole sports culture, like so-and-so. So what? You're leaving or you're not leaving?
Oh, it's like the work.
I haven't said it. Are you leaving?
It's like negotiations and work. It's like, do you want it to work together or not? Do you have any money or do you not have any money?
Exactly.
Are you interested in me or not?
It's so stupid.
I'm not waiting till the middle of the week. I'm curious on a Monday.
So maybe I'm like, I'm on drugs. Do you want to do this or not?
Yeah, we just blame it on the drugs. Sorry, I'm microdosing and I'm going to start asking questions. So just answer me. How about that? And if you don't feel comfortable, I'll give you one and you can be microdosed too and then we can have an honest conversation.
In relationships, I feel like that's what relationships are missing. So maybe there was no cell phones and no things. We all get on drugs and just talk.
Ugh, then I think we'd know each other way too well.
Really?
I don't really want to talk that much with my partner.
But you're on drugs. You don't care.
Oh, right.
It's great. It's fun. You're like, yeah, I'm on drugs.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not talking about like drugs.
No, we're just talking about like norm, like legal, the drugs legal ones.
Everybody does.
The legal ones.
Exactly. And if they're legal, I mean, they've got to be good for you. Although smoking was at one point good for you. Hey.
And also, if I take a puff of something, I get really, really high when everyone else is normal.
We both do.
Why?
We don't have moderations. Quick question from someone in our DMs. How do you deal with porn in a relationship? Well, you know what? I got that one for you. You go and make your own porn and post it and see how he feels with you on the internet with porn.
I don't think that's a wise idea. Why Catherine, not? We've been telling our children to...
No, they're adults, not children.
So you think...
Well, okay, if he's watching porn,
yeah,
be like, I'm going to go make a porn and I'm going to go post it.
But I don't think that's necessarily what she wants to do.
I know, but she's saying, how do you deal with it? Give him, let him know, I'm going to go sell my porn.
And then maybe he's like, wicked, let's share the profits.
I think he's like, no, you're not. And then they're like, oh, okay, so you can watch porn and I can't?
Oh, I mean, I don't know
And
him.
I can't make it? I'm just saying, if you really want to buck the system.
Oh, so in this case, we're imagining that he's having too much porn. She wants him to stop.
Yeah. Well, okay. And how do you deal with porn in a relationship?
Oh, okay.
She's not happy.
She's not happy. Okay. So Kat's advice is go make a porn. Porno.
No, what I'm saying, if you, you know, I'm in my no bullshit era.
Yeah.
I
just think it's a lot to ask of her.
AI.
Okay. Yeah.
Make a porn for yourself.
Mm.
I'm going to go post it on the hub.
On the hubs.
On the hub.
Mm.
How you feel about that?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, let's try that. Let us know how it goes.
What would you say?
Mm.
Okay. What would your husband, how would your husband feel if you're like, I don't like that you watch porn.
Mm.
And he's like, I was on. And then you're like, all right, well, I can't beat him. Join him. And then he's like, you can't make porn. You can't put your porn on the thing. Oh. My work people might find it. Well, what's the difference? You're watching it. Why can't I do it? If it's okay for the goose, why can't it be okay for the gander?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine. I feel like if I want to do porn, my husband would be okay with it.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I think
no.
so.
No.
I think he'd be my number one fan.
No.
I think
if you were to post it publicly, he would be fine with it.
I think so.
Come on.
Yep.
You're being serious.
I think.
I am mind blown right now.
I mean, does he really get a say?
Well, no. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying, though, he'd be.
What if your husband started posting porn? You found out that he was doing porn.
Ew.
Like alone porn. Just by himself. No girls involved. Just by himself.
Ew. What's wrong with you? No one in his wants closet. To see that's where he films it. One-eyed monster. Ew. No, a throbbing one-eyed monster. Nobody wants it. No.
Ew.
You
so sicko. Zero views. Nobody wants to see it.
Ew. I'm pretty sure there. Most people are looking for women online. Less than a one-eyed monster.
There's got to be some money to be made.
For sure, but I'm saying, I would say majority are men.
Maybe he just wants a little amount.
I mean, he could probably get a huge man audience.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, or like a big hand, big dick audience.
Yeah, there we go. Let's make some
watch
money.
Watch me play. You know, they're all like,
watch me whittle.
You know, everyone's like, oh, there's my God, something the beer can looks so small in his hand.
Yeah.
In the Travis, like in that Jason Kelsey. Have you seen that?
Yeah, no.
So he's with the shirt off and he's got the beer can in his hand and it looks like a juice box.
I actually did notice that. Not Travis's brother, right?
Yeah.
Jason.
Oof. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. There's an audience for that.
There is.
So you could take a juice box.
And are you okay with that?
No.
No.
You said you're okay with it.
Yep. I don't care. Your husband can do porn all day long.
No, your husband. My husband would never.
I don't fucking care.
You don't care.
He's not going to do it, so I don't care.
No, but he is. He's doing it right now. You don't care. We go on the stream and there's your husband doing porn.
I'd be like, ew, is what I would be like. Ew, you look so stupid. What are you doing?
I think that's my point for this person.
Yeah.
Is that like, go do it back and see what happens. I mean, terrible advice.
Yeah. I know, maybe good, but I mean, I think that really what you're suggesting is not to go make your own porn, but to threaten Noel or to at least threaten him with like, hey, you want it so bad? And you're watching everybody else's? Watch mine. And then he'll be like, oh, no, no.
Yeah, no, I'm going to let everyone watch mine too.
Mm.
Like, here you go. I can do this too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If we're going to really do this.
Yeah.
And if we're going to take gum. If I was to give advice that would work rather than like mature advice, that's what I'd say to do.
Poof. I mean, it was random.
Oh, don't think so.
Well, I mean, it was really quick thinking.
It's called revenge.
It's called revenge porn. Brought to you by Kat and Nat on Fridays. Thank you for joining us.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
I like that you ended that early. I am just saying that I think there's something about not like light footing around topics.
And I think if you have a problem with the porn, like, then it, maybe it's a lot.
Oh.
But I guess maybe some people just don't like if their partner watches porn. Like, I don't give a rat's ass.
Is there other things you could be doing around the house? Or are you just like, what's it taking away from?
Yeah. Like, we have a loose shelf in the basement and there you are wasting your time on porn.
The garbage needs to go out.
Yeah.
Like, are we, the kids need to be driven. Where's the problem here? Like,
is it affecting the relationship? And the relationship.
If it's affecting the relationship, then definitely, you know what? Let them know. It is affecting my relationship. I'm thinking of joining porn.
Hub as a star.
So
I got an agent. Her name is Kat.
If you are looking to do this, well, this is my new job. So I guess you can support me by watching me too.
Yeah.
Along with everyone and share my profile with your friends.
With all
and
your
family.
Friends so we can make more money.
And your work. Yeah. And let them know it's my new. Tell your mom.
And your mom.
Yep. Because I love watching porn. You know what? You tell your mom, I love watching porn so much, she's going to go into it.
Yeah.
So that would work too.
I think we should go to the house and have a little chit chat with them and see how it ends. I think that would be fun for all of us.
This is just called Bad Advice with Kat and Nat. Mm. I'm just imagine this. He loves it. Mm-hmm. He loves watching porn. Mm-hmm. It's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, I got a great idea.
But what if he says, you're not the kind of porn I would watch. I go to porn to find something
That's
different
fine.
Than
There's
you.
Lots of people who will.
Oh, there are lots of people that will. Yeah. Good one.
No, totally.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to change my profile.
Mm-hmm.
Update.
Mm-hmm.
Porn star. And then I'm going to share it with people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, you know, I hope
we get a vacation home out of this.
I hope at Easter and spring and wherever we talk about my career, because my husband loves it so much. He loves watching porn so much. I thought, might as well make a hobby into a career.
Mm.
So he could probably direct it too if he really wanted.
Ooh, the whole scenario.
Well, I'm just saying, if I was up to my wit's end, if I was really mad, I'd probably do that.
I want to know more about this detail.
Like, if my husband, if I was really upset by it, I would probably turn the page and be like, okay, Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it too. Like if I was, because if it's good enough for him to watch, but not good enough for me to do, then we have a fundamental problem in our relationship. Just saying, right? Am I crazy? Well, is this bad advice?
I mean, I wouldn't say like, I really like crime, but I'm not going to go.
It's not a problem. He doesn't have a problem with your crime.
But if he did, let's say, I wouldn't be like.
He would have to go kill someone.
Exactly.
And be on TV.
Yeah.
No, it's not the same.
Okay. It's not the same.
It's not because, you know, porn is an action.
Mm.
Murder crime is a movie.
Murder is an action.
No, not the same. I'm going to break that out, though, why that is. Oh, my God. You guys, keep sending in your questions and your DMs. I know a lot.
Obviously, there's clever advice over here. I'm not joking. I'm serious.
I don't get humans.
I don't get humans either.
I don't get people.
Mostly
I
men.
I don't get them. And I don't get, you know, we have these stupid conversations. And I'm just like, I
feel high right now.
Me too.
I feel weird. Do you feel weird? Is it because we're hungry? Oh God, he can hear us.
Answer it. Asking me if he would do porn. What would happen? No, we're not going to answer the husband. No.
Mm-mm. No.
No. Mm-mm. No. You know what? That was a great session. I feel good about that. I feel high.
Yeah, I feel higher. The light's dim. Or than usual, that could be it.
That's so good for us. Yeah. We should do that more often.
Dim the lights.
Yeah, it's called Honest Hour with Kat and Nat.
And we should light a candle every time, just so we get in the mood.
Okay.
Okay.
A cannabis candle.
Woof.
With hookie. Hookah.
We should smoke hookah.
Does it get you high?
No. Well, it can make you feel a little lightheaded. I'd love to get a hookah machine for you.
Really?
Yep. But then the kids will be like, what's that?
You'll say it's a vagina cleaner.
Woof. Yes, it's a steamer for my badge.
They won't touch it.
They won't touch it.
If you want to clean your badge, head to the basement.
All the girls, there's a vagina spa in the basement. It looks like a hookah machine, but it's not. And they burn their vaginas. Guys, that's it. If you want to catch up with us ad-free, just go to Apple.
Crazy?
I don't know. Yeah.
Was that crazy?
Maybe it's because we're hungry.
Wait, was that crazy? Just like no, circle back with me.
It feels like right advice.
Was that real bad?
No, I think it's right.
Thank you.
I'd love to hear how it goes for her.
Bye. I'm going. Bye. Bye. The day's over.